Let me turn the backup on just in case.
All right, I'd like to call the April 9th, 2019 meeting to order. Request a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joel.
Okay, roll call, Mark Settler.
Here.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, approval of the March 26, 2019 meeting minutes. I had went over these. I didn't see anything that jumped out at me.
I didn't see anything significant. I'm moved for approval.
I didn't either. Looked okay to me. I can make a motion to approve
Mark
the minutes.
Mark made the motion. Want a second?
Oh, second. I didn't hear it.
That's okay. Sorry, I'm making a no. Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Settler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, fiscal officer's report.
Okay. In your pile of papers, of course, is various reports you've used to seeing. Fund status report. In Star Ohio, $583,615.05. In our checking account, we have $320,930.06. Receipts since the last meeting totaling $13,157.31. Payments since the last meeting totaling $46,692.31, including warrants 17466 through 17522.
And the big ones, the Advantage equipment there on the payment listing, that was for the extractor, was that the extractor?
Yeah, that's correct. What's missing from the payment report is first quarter payroll for the fire department. We got the information later, so I'll get around and get signatures and stuff once I get it in.
I move for approval of the financial report and move for approval of the payment advice warrants 17466 through warrant 17522, totaling $46,692.31.
I can second that.
Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Settler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried. Just other note, I started to type up the first of the two levy resolutions that need to be made. I got the fire department done today, but I'm waiting for the auditor to help me with the wording on the road and bridge just to make sure those are good. So next meeting, we'll have the first of the two resolutions. So then they'll go to the county auditor to determine the tax valuation based on the millage from the resolution, and then we'll have a resolution to go to the Board of Elections so that they can place it on the ballot in November. So just because the fire one's early, I just want to make sure that also there's no language I need to put in there about it being earlier other than the date that's already listed. So who knows? Then the Friday, the people coming from the audit company will be here in the morning, and you're welcome to come by and say hello. I don't know what they're going to do. But Kevin's seen more of these than any of us probably have just by being here during the day. So they probably have this room and that room to do whatever it is they do, and I'll give them all the piles of papers that I already have for them, and I don't know. We'll see.
Are we missing that much?
2017 has less things than 18. And then, of course, also reading what their instructions are, did I provide something that's not what they want? I'll find out, you know. So, you know, I'm assuming some things, right? But we'll see.
Do they do an audit every year?
This situation, it's a 2 years worth of audit. Every 2 years, okay.
Right. But so like the last time they did an audit was 2 years ago.
Yes, except
16.
Yeah, but it carried over into 18 because nobody did anything with them, right? So they did it in 17 for 16, but it carried over to 18 if you remember, because we just stopped talking to the audit person to finish out the audit for 16. So if you remember, we were dealing with the 16 audit and 18, even though it should have been wrapped up in 17 because we stopped talking to them, if you remember that whole... Mark, you were a trustee that I don't think...
No, he wasn't, but I do remember that.
And then remember we had the adjustments we had to make in 18 to where their findings were, but again, it was like when I showed up in 18, they were surprised that there was a change, and they let me know that they didn't finish the 16 audit in 17. But they're doing 17 and 18 at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's where they got my number somehow and was calling me about the audit.
Yeah. So, and I don't know what the time, I'll ask him, what's the time frame on when we'll find out whatever they're going to let us know. I'll see how exactly that goes. So, could be good or could be bad. You know, as far as things we don't have or things I'm not giving them. So, that is all I have as far as the levy stuff, which I'll have for next meeting, and then the audit.
So, Joel, I've got a quick question.
Yeah.
Here we are at pretty much at the end of the first quarter. At what point will are there any other reports that will be provided to us for us, for budgetary reviews, et cetera?
So you received the appropriation status last meeting, which was right at the tail end of March, right, in the first quarter. It doesn't include, like for the fire department, the first quarter payroll. So it probably makes sense at this point after we pay those, then payroll and run it again.
Okay. You know, so then we'll see a complete
a good first solid
quarter. Okay.
First quarter.
Okay, good.
I just did it prematurely because, I don't know, I did
that's
it prematurely.
That's okay. That's right. Yeah, it's better to have partial than not at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
My only observation about this is some of these funds didn't have a lot of money in the first place. So when you look at those appropriation reports, you'll see some looking like they're halfway spent.
Well, and that'll be up to the budget manager to say, well, that's because most of the expenses occur in the first month or two of the year.
Exactly. So like dispatching services would be
right.
One payment comes out of one account. But other ones, maybe there's another reason. Again, we know that we're getting less tax money every year for those funds because we're at the older valuation.
Right.
So, you know, obviously when renewal happens, that's going to look better. Right. But we're, because it's going to take it to the valuation at the time that they certify the funds, right? So for example,
we're not going to get much benefit out of that this year, though, correct?
No, we will not. Okay. But that's also the problem, right? We're spending more money than what we're bringing in because the tax value is at an older rate, mm-hmm. and things are going up in price and not going down.
Right.
And as we, you know, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. So we'll look forward to that completed quarterly report. Good. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Is it, Joel?
Thank you very much. Appreciate
all right.
It.
Fire Department, Chief Parcelletti.
Good evening, everyone. Well, I'm going to begin with some real nice happy news. I'm happy to report that firefighter Travis Myers has passed his national registry, and he's also completed his probationary year. So I present to the trustees a fully trained firefighter EMT, Jerusalem Township Fireman, Travis Myers, and I thought he was going to be here tonight, but he didn't show, but his badge will now change from probation to firefighter, so.
Wonderful. Please pass our congratulations along to him.
Thank you. The next note, I do have a letter. I only made one copy of it. I have one copy for the file, but this will probably go to the fiscal officer. This is the, Kyle Schelke has elected to resign in good standings his responsibility as a firefighter. So Kyle had been deficient in training and responses, and I know he's got a lot going on. His wife works out of town a lot, is what I've heard, and whatever. So I think it's all for the right reasons. This last Saturday, we hosted the Wildland Firefighter Training, which was presented by the Division of Forestry, and I'm very, very pleased to report that we had a very good showing. We had over 20 students or trainees to come in to be a part of it, and I think it was good, well-received information. One of the things I just want to make sure that you understand is Jerusalem Township has had wildland fire turnout gear available for some period of time. Captain Tom Miller years back had gotten a grant and gotten this equipment, but we had never received training. Now, for anyone that has received the official training, they can wear that gear on a wildland fire in front of a brush fire. Now, it doesn't mean that they won't take their structural fire gear, because if the woodland were to get into a structure, then they're going to have to change and just add that gear to that. So it'll make it a little bit easier to work in especially hot situations, to have the proper PPE. But there was way more than just this PPE aspect. I mean, the learning of the the proper way to stop one and to do a backfire, and so there was quite a bit of available education. We had two battalion chiefs from the city of Toledo even attended this, too. So, again, this, as you recall, I mentioned before, all of Lucas County is now under the umbrella of Division of Forestry. So every time if we have a field fire or a brush fire and we file a report, Division of Forestry will pay us X amount of dollars for filing that report. So it's no problem. And that also opened up grants available to us. So, but I was very, very pleased that that went off well. We continue to support our emergency reporting. I just say we're getting better. We're doing it without the outside help. And that's where we wanted to be, and that's where we're continuing on. We're slowly trying to introduce one or two other people that are interested that will stay committed to do it. It's still not everybody's going to ever do this. It's just not going to happen. But we're gaining and we're going in the right direction, and financially we're going in the right direction with this too. Tomorrow I have a meeting on the regional radio grant that we were a part of, And so the purchase will be coming soon. There was a little bit of a hiccup in some legal, in the first go around of bids. Legal has looked at it, corrected that. I know Motorola is the winner of the bid now. And it's going to be reviewed with all the regional partners. So as part of our spend, we're responsible for $5,000 of spend of our grant requirement. So I will need the trustees to provide that permission. And that was figured in my budget. We knew that this was coming. These radios themselves are about $5,000 apiece. We're getting 8 of them, and we're getting some mobiles too. So the other part they're offering is they will make the, if we wanted to purchase any additional ones, Motorola is keeping the price similar or low. So if we want to buy some in another additional one, right now I'm just asking for the permission of the $5,000. I'm telling you this, don't be surprised. I may come to you and say, hey, I want to spend another $4,500 or $35, whatever. I don't know what the price will be. So if we feel we needed to add another radio beyond what we have right now.
Chief, on that, so the radios we currently got are still going to be operational. We just can't get parts for them.
That's correct. Okay. They will no longer be supported by...
But they'll still work.
They will still work. Okay. And we're going to continue all those.
Yeah.
And we've lost a few radios
since.
I reported one got ran over.
Yeah.
Another one just failed. In fact, mine was built out of woofies.
Okay.
They were stealing parts out of one or two of them to put it together.
And so we might be able to keep them going for a couple.
Oh, we're going to. We'll do everything we can to keep those going. So. Perfect.
So in order to take advantage of the grant for the 8,
we have to provide $5,000 of our.
And that has to happen first.
Yeah, that'll happen first.
Okay.
So you need that motion tonight then?
That one I do need, so I'll be able to go to the regional committee tomorrow and say, okay, Jerusalem Township is ready, and we'll be able to write our check. Who is it going to? I believe the check will be going to City of Sylvania. Please, one other thing, and you could compliment him, is our own Captain Wolf, who is a firefighter with Sylvania. He's the grant writer. He wrote the grant. So he had tried this for a couple of years and was able to get it. So, good compliments. I know Sylvania is very proud of him and very pleased. So it's... What a nice thing. This comes from one of our guys, too, or part of it. I'll let you deal with that one if you want to do that first.
Well, I was going to let you finish your report.
And then the only other thing, I have just a couple more. The new extractor is working great. We did have a service. It didn't cost us anything. There was a minor leak. They came out, fixed it, and everything was taken care of. But very, very pleased with the performance on that piece of equipment, as well as everything else. The hot water tank's working great. We had no electrical issues. The dryer system that Firefighter Jones built, is working really well. Dries the gear, very nicely. I know I had mentioned that we're gonna try and host a 36-hour training class in May. We're still working towards that. I provided John Grottle a permission letter for the house on Howard Farm or Howard Road. So that's moving forward. Just so you're aware of it, we're working with our schools. Captain Wolf is our lead fire inspector. We've met with the school. We've reviewed their tornado plan. Everything is good. We're going to observe a tornado drill. Well, we always observe a fire drill periodically throughout the year, but now we're going to observe a tornado drill. And then the other thing the schools have now added is called a med-sked stretcher. In the event that there was someone that was incapacitated, or they have a child that has special needs that can't function and walk and stuff like that, this is kind of a roll-up stretcher so a couple people could carry the person out of the building safely. So that's something they've added. Kevin Flack is taking care of our pharmacy license. We're all compliant with that. the, oh, the old medic unit. The bid was up on it. I did reduce the reserve to 7,500, and there's a little activity, but nothing where we want it yet.
Where, what was the highest you had?
The highest we had was 55. So I don't know that we'll, yeah, I'm hoping that one will even come back at this point.
Right.
That might be where we're at, or, or.
Well, that was better than last time the report was at 3,500.
Yeah, 3,500. So, but that has passed because we had to repost it. So right now the current one's like 2,000, but it's just new for the month.
Oh, okay.
It's still working.
Is how much is costing us a month on that?
There's no cost.
There's no cost?
There's a, the way we elected to provide it is if you purchase it, there's additional fee to the buyer.
Oh, okay.
So there's a, that's what covers the advertising and all that, so.
And Joel, I think we talked about this a little bit. If we were to value that at under $5,000, we could sell it and not have to go through bidding process.
That's right.
I mean, what are your thoughts on it, Chief? I mean, you're the one that's, you're not seeing much activity on it.
I would say if we don't, you know, if we were to get $5,000 to $5,500, I that's probably we're gonna have to take it, I guess. I mean, I just still don't like it, but
yeah.
But I don't know that we're gonna do any better, you know. And if that would be the cutoff point anyways, then
yeah, it's gotta be under five, doesn't it,
under
Joel?
Five.
And then we could set it out front for sale. I mean,
but if you if somebody comes back with another $5,500 bid, sounds like you might reluctantly accept that.
Without, I won't do it without your permission. I mean, you'd be contacted. And
how much time do you have?
We have till the end of this month. It only goes for
okay.
Well, I mean, when somebody
this month,
I guess like my question is, somebody bids on it. Say you have a min bid of $7,500, right?
That's correct. The reserve bid is for.
But yes. If somebody come in at $5,500 and you could sell it, you could contact them and say, yeah, we'll go ahead and sell it for $5,500, yep. Even though the reserve bid's at $7,500.
Yeah, we have the right to.
And how long of time would you have if say you had one guy that come in here tomorrow morning, checked it, you had one bid at $5,500. You don't want to wait for 2 weeks to come back to us, do you? Because then we'd
no, not necessarily.
Would you reach out and contact us?
Yeah,
by phone?
Absolutely, because it may require a special meeting.
As I say, we did
on your side to agree to this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if it was stayed under that 5,000, maybe you wouldn't. But
well, I'm just wondering, should we make a motion to allow
regardless, you'll be authorized to.
If it hits,
you'll be informed.
If he gets a bid,
okay.
You know, that's what I'm looking at. That way we don't have to call a special meeting.
Okay.
I got you. So,
what do you think about that, Dave?
So
sounds good to me.
We can make a motion to let him if it he gets a bid for 55 or five
so
or 5,500.
So yeah, accept the best offer that he receives at his discretion, provided that it is at least $5,500. So what, is that
or
what
five.
Right?
Five, five's the cutoff.
Okay.
Five's the cutoff. So I'd say if.
Okay.
You want to word that?
Sure,
or you want
sure.
Me to,
I move that we authorize the chief to accept, to use his discretion to accept the best offer received. And we have provided our approval, provided that that offer is equal to or greater than $5,000.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
So that way it just makes it easy for
there you.
You.
Yep.
You know, we don't have to come back for a special meeting. There's no delay.
Okay. Great.
We don't lose out on a bid. I agree. I agree with you. I think it's worth more, but it's also, what, a 93? It's getting old. You know, the technology, and it's getting old.
It
and,
is.
And it's not getting run, and it's just.
Can't get parts from it anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's just.
Well, it's the older diesel that doesn't have all the emissions.
Yeah. But the electrical, you know, that's what I get worried about, the electrical and the cabs
right.
And,
yeah.
You know, that stuff. And we also need a motion for the chief.
Yes.
Okay, you want me to do it? Or?
So yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
For the radio grant?
So I move to, for the chief to spend the $5,000 that he needs for the radio grant. What was there a grant name or?
Just a regional radio.
Oh, the regional radio grant. For eight radios, up to eight radios, it's at $5,000, at a one-time $5,000 fee that he has budgeted for.
I will second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay.
Can we just, do you, let me ask a question if I may. Because I presented to you that, I don't know that we've done this in the past for every single one. Travis Myers now coming off probation moves to a regular firefighter. Do you have to do anything for that because his pay rate will change now?
Good catch. I believe we do, Joel, right? Because it's a pay raise.
Yeah. Do you want to make it effective? Here's the other thing for. Okay.
So you don't have to retroactively go back?
Because what you got to do, you got to stop at one call, he's probationary, and another call, he's a member. I mean,
yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Do you want to make it like at the end of the month or the 1st of May?
It's not going to be that easy because then I have to make two checks, one at the older rate, one at the newer rate.
At the conclusion of this quarter. Whenever this quarter ended, be effective then his pay rate would only...
Yeah.
April 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That makes sense.
And that's fair.
Yeah. If it's only, I mean, we're only 9 days into it, so...
Yeah.
How many calls do we have that he attended?
Okay. I move to increase Travis Myers' pay from the probationary rate to the firefighter rate. I don't know what that number is off the top of my head.
1476 is the member rate and 1275 is the probationary rate.
1476, effective April 1st.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And then do you have to do anything officially because now Kyle is now removed from the roles?
Where is that letter at? Do you get this letter? I can read that in the. So he is resigning. Okay, so I move to accept Kyle Schilke's resignation from the Jerusalem Township Fire Department, dated April 1st, 2019. His resignation will be in good standing, Chief.
Yes.
Pretty much it. We're accepting his resignation in good standing. Do we need to vote on that, Joel?
Sure. I mean, it would make sense.
Okay, I move to accept Kyle Schilke's resignation from the department in good standing.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Where I think you can copy that and Chief will get. Or
no,
the
I
chief.
Have my.
Oh, you got your copy? Okay.
That was for Joel. For the reference.
All right. That all you had, Chief?
That's all I have.
Okay.
You guys don't have any questions for me, Ed. Go ahead.
I have a couple.
Go ahead.
I think Mark's got a couple for you. I looked over your attendance thing. I think the attendance thing, I did not personally see anything in it that I had any discussion on. I
have one suggested edit. To the attendance procedure, paragraph 2.6.1 currently reads, any member having been found to have not met any of the requirements listed in the procedure will be subject to the following discipline. I'd like to suggest that we strike any of and insert minimum so that it reads, any member having been found to have not met the minimum requirements. I think that's clearer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And there is
well,
for you
May.
With that
yes,
with that edit.
I appreciate
so
that.
The stuff in the box just strike
yep,
those.
We'll get that.
Okay.
That'll be changed.
Excellent. So if you Dave, did you see anything in that one that you felt okay? So we could approve this tonight for you, Chief, if you would like us
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and now that wording
with
will
that change,
changed.
Is that good?
And, yeah.
And then bring it back and we'll sign it for you. You want to make the motion, or
sure? Yeah, I move that that we approve the policy as amended.
This one, yeah.
That's a policy, a standard operating procedure for attendance, dated 3/25/2019.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. And then on the probationary personnel standard operating procedure. I saw one thing that I had a question on. Is in the section 1.0, it was on the probationary fire will concentrate on passing their EMS fire classes. Probationary members will remain on probation until both cards are on file, regardless of time. But we also have it in there as an 18-month period. You have, that's what it says. Probationary period will be for 18 months of active service with Jerusalem Township. And then we say they'll be on probation regardless of time. So I don't know if I like regardless of time. How long. I think we should cap it somewhere. I mean, I don't know if it's 18 months is what you're thinking or...
Well, what we're trying to do is to stop the situation that we have, or we've had in the past. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I have another one going on now. So now I have another gentleman that has passed his fire. He took his EMT. He didn't pass. Now, and he exhausted his testing opportunities. So he has to retake the class all over again. The guy works construction. So it's sometimes, well... The other problem I'm really having is finding classes. This is also a time impact. So in one way, we're trying to put that 18 months just to make sure we get the encouragement of getting that done, and that's going to be it. Having the 18 months, then there's going to have to be some approval and understanding of when are we going to achieve this and not to exceed something else. This is a tough balancing act.
What if we added at the end of that, regardless of time or at the discretion of the fire chief? Because you'll have the ability to know, hey, I can't get this kid into a class because there's none.
Right.
Or, realistically, they're not running them like they used to. I mean, they're correct. Before you used to be able to go into a class every 3 months and...
Right.
And do it. Now they're running them maybe once a year, so. Okay. So I was at the end of that discretion of the fire chief, and I can.
Can I also, let's hold on that one right now.
You want to hold on that one?
Because the only reason why is I have Assistant Chief Shea is also working on an entire packet. So I want to make sure that packet's going to coincide or there's not going to be anything different. So
okay.
We'll hold that one. So if you wouldn't mind keeping it on your agenda to be, to question me about it, is fine because it's going to be an ongoing.
Okay.
One more suggestion I'd like to offer on the probationary personnel policy. Page 2 has the probationary personnel expectations. This is minor, but I just like to suggest that you change the numbering scheme so that if somebody is referring to number 2 on page 1, they don't get confused with number 2 on page 2.
Ah,
so okay. maybe page 2 is, a number 12 A, B, C, D, E or something like that. So that they're, because right now there's two number ones through number sevens in two pages.
Great.
Anything else for the chief, guys?
No, thank you, Chief. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, when the truck, I reviewed it with the officers, and I still didn't get a lot of yay or nay or, we can still hold off.
Okay.
I'm fine with still holding.
Okay.
Right.
Our current brush truck is up and ready to go. So if there's nothing else, I am going to leave. My daughter's in town. I had a son had surgery today, and he's doing well. He had open heart surgery, so he's doing well, recovering from that, as much as we can tell. Anyways, my daughter's home, so I want to get home and
absolutely
spend some time with her yet.
Absolutely.
I won't get to listen to Kevin's exciting report.
We'll fill you in.
You got an exciting report, too?
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Rec Department. Mike.
Okay. That's funny that he ended with that because I My mom is in town, so I ain't gonna get my report in.
One family member at a time. Because next thing you know, Kevin's gonna want to go. Kevin, Linda's gonna go.
She came to town for my son's baseball game, and it should be over by now. Yep. We're supposed to go out.
So I'm getting sicker by the minute.
We'll make it snappy, Mike, then. Okay. We'll get you out of here.
Okay, we got a few things going on here. The spring sports are finished, signed up. The way it works is the older kids usually go first, the younger kids go second. The older ones, the girls' softball is started, and actually we had a couple field reservations already. So that's good. The fields are ready to go. I drug them all. I had the porta potties cleaned out. The first round of fertilizer was applied. One of the rubber on the backstops was broken. I fixed that. Took out the pitching rubbers. I'll replace those. I did take out all the old stakes and the wires around all the trees, the older trees. And I will remulch those when the other trees get planted. Remember last year, someone pulled out the third base plug. This year's the first base plug. So there's a temporary base out there, which will be fine. It's going to take some time. I'll get it by the end of this week to get that taken care of. Let's see. I did go to, before I get to that. I did have a estimate, well, a quote from the fence company, and the fence was repaired. It was $1,215. Wow. And I did forward that to Joel, and hopefully you got that. Okay. So it looks exactly the same as it did before. Just it's unfortunate that we had to pay the money to get it to that. So I'm glad they did that pretty quickly. I did go to North Branch and order trees. I ordered, there's 12 trees coming.
Good.
So it ended up being $4,836.88. This is based on talking with the gentleman from last time. And you remember I presented that to you that, whenever that was. They are Autumn Blaze Maples. There's three of those. There's three Frontier Elms. There's three Linden trees, two Canadian Red Select, and one Crab Apple tree. They did have I'll show you what it's going to look like. Okay, so this right here would be the parking lot. Right here, the parking lot. So you pull in, here's the shelter's house. These are going to be gone. That would have been another too much money. I need to take something out. So I took those out. So this is what's planning along. So this is the big diamond, and this is the little diamond. Mm-hmm. So big diamond, little diamond. So they'll go along that path.
Cool.
So I think it'll be cool. They designed it, and they know more about it than I do. So. Yep.
And these all come with warranties, right?
They all come with a warranty, yes. They'll plant them, they'll warranty them, and mulch them and stake them. So I think it's a good deal. So.
Okay. Well, we got to water them, though.
We'll water them. I'll take care of that. I might have to work something out to get something out there. But I don't think we'll need that big thing we did before, but I think I can just take 5 gallon buckets and do that.
Why don't you bag them?
Think so?
I would, then you could take the big tank and fill the bag.
Well, we were using 55-gallon barrels off of the big tank. So I got the 55-gallon barrels that you can fill up here or wherever and take them over there. They got a spigot on them, you know, lay them down in a truck and it all gravity feeds.
Okay,
but
we'll
those trees, to keep them soaked in, it's going to take more than a 5-gallon bucket. Like, yeah. You're doing it every day.
I think he told me how many gallons per diameter or whatever, but then it depends on the weather. Everything else. So we'll just keep them moist for a while. So I'm looking forward to getting those put in. So they should be by the end of the month, is what he told me. So I'm excited for him to have that. Okay, moving on. I did talk to the Lisa woman about the bricks on the building. she told me what the problem was, and I did look at it. I mean, you can see where it's pulling away. I mean, it's obvious. So there was two quotes, or two options. One was $1,450, and the other one was $2,750. The $2,750 was taking all the brick off, totally redoing the whole thing. And I said, that seems kind of excessive. She's like, yeah, I just want to give you that option. So I said, well, let's go to the other option. Let's talk about that. So what they'll do is they take out some of the mortar, and they get these anchors, and they screw them in, and it catches onto the cinder block, and it'll draw that back in. And then they'll cover up the screws on the mortar joint. So she said, I did ask her if there's any type of warranty. She said, I think that, she said, if there's any problem, she would come out and take care of it. She's not, she'll stand by her work, is what she said. And those anchors have like a lifetime warranty, I think. So they're in there because you won't see them. So she said it'll be past our lifetime until they fall apart. So I told her to go ahead and do that.
Okay, sounds good.
And then let's see what else here. I did talk to Mr. Sandwich about connecting the properties. He seemed all for it. I told him once I have the quotes back, I'll present them to you guys. I'll present them to him, and you know, present him after I talk to you guys. He says he doesn't see a problem. It should not be that much money, and he's actually looking forward to have them connect. So I think that'll be a plus for everyone. But he doesn't, you don't want to sit down and go through the whole entire thing, which I don't blame him. So, and I will do that, and I will obviously give you guys all of that information. So that is going on. And I just wanted to ask Joel, I did forward you that email from the, you got two bills from me, right? Okay, so that's that. And also, just so you're aware, I have started to figure out what I'm gonna do with stuff in the equipment or the container out there, and I have talked to Linda a few times. I'll get it done. It's just gonna take a little while, but it will be empty. So the only question I have is when I get those, I don't think I need anything approved. So when I get that bill from Reds, I'll just forward it to Joel. And when I get the bill from the trees, I'll just forward it to Joel.
Yeah. It's your money.
Okay, yep. Good. I have this for you.
What are we doing with the, obviously we're emptying the Connex box, I take it, is what I'm hearing. What are we doing with this? This is news to me.
It was suggested that we get rid of that. So
okay.
I will.
So then you got to sell it.
That's what I thought. Yeah, but I don't know how to go about that, or someone's gonna have to. I don't know how you move those with. I'll empty it.
Don't we have a thing where we're allowing to put roofs on them or something? That we that in there.
No, not really.
No.
They're allowing Wolf Creek to do it. That's it, as far as the board is concerned.
Well, shouldn't we let our own rec department keep theirs?
I have to ask the board.
I mean, that's. That's kind of.
We just thought that, you know, we shouldn't have it if we have rules and all that. It doesn't look good for the township to have it. And yeah, I would love to have it out. That's why it's out there. And Mike would like to have it out there too, I'm sure. But
so what board is allowing them to keep?
The zoning.
Zoning.
The zoning board is allowing Wolf Creek to keep theirs. But they will not allow the rec department to keep theirs? Is that what you're saying, or?
It was suggested that as good neighbors we're asking other people to remove them, that we should remove our own.
Well, I don't like
that
idea.
It doesn't make us look good if we don't.
How much you pay for that? Do you remember?
Ron got it. And
oh, Ron got it.
I think it was like $250, or I think it was relatively cheap.
Yeah, I'll give you $251 for the I said nobody in the township could buy it.
And don't quote me on that price, but I remember it was.
Yeah, that's a good deal for
really
it.
Cheap. And he got it from one of his.
I think Ron just about donated it.
Yeah, okay. I think that's what it comes down to.
Do you have an alternative place to store whatever you had been storing
in
there?
Some of that stuff we didn't have prior to having that. What's in there is a lot of the soccer goal pieces, like the nets and the parts that need to come off for storage. I used to put all the soccer nets in there, but you had to take them all apart, and it was getting pretty cumbersome in there. It was just getting too full. So I do leave some of the parts outside. Well, the nets, everything that needs to be, you know, out of the weather is in there. And I do put all the bases in there in the wintertime. And there's not a whole lot in there, but everything is kind of big.
So where will you store if that's removed? Where
what
will you store?
I went out there and what I was going to do is take the soccer goals. If you are looking at the larger diamond, I was going to kind of put them close to the end of the fence of the foul line there. And I was just going to put them there. And
outside?
Yes. I would have to take the nets then and put them in here. The nets come off of the pole. So I would have to take the nets off, put them in here, and put the poles.
I think that we need to go back to the board, and this is kind of foolish. I mean, I think that thing's been there. I think to go back to the board and say, listen, what if they side it and roof it, make it look like a building? I mean, that's an alternative.
And then the alternative is everybody else in the township gets to side it first.
Well, I mean,
if, and that's not what the board wants.
Hold off on it. I want to discuss this more, so don't.
Well, I'll do whatever you guys.
I personally don't want you to do anything yet until we talk about this more. I mean, we don't talk about it tonight, but I. Yeah.
Well, I do have a plan if something happens. So.
What are them goals made out of? Them all metal?
Yeah, they're like a fence post.
Comments, Marks. You can put it on that gov deals.
Yeah.
Get rid of it, or you can bring it here and put a for sale sign on it. Because put a for sale sign on it up there ain't gonna work.
Is it worth more than $5,000?
Or we could just tell the board we'll get rid of it when somebody buys it, put the sign on it, leave it out in the field, and nobody will ever buy it. But.
Yeah.
But the easiest way, if you're going to get rid of it, would be try to get it here.
Yeah.
Then set it out front and get rid of it. Somebody that's what we do.
Somebody will buy it.
It'll okay. Be you load and you haul.
And not in Jerusalem Township.
Yeah,
cannot be in Jerusalem Township residence.
That'd be easy to move. Just
that all you got? All right, get out of here. Go drink right. Dinner with your mom.
Thank you.
See you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Mike. Has the fire chief talked to you about two porta-johns for over there for the 75th and getting the price on them?
I can get them, and they're $75.
They're $75 a piece?
It's $75 for the month. I will call tomorrow and get him a price. I'll talk to him. So he wants one up close then, probably?
It sounded like they were looking at two more, plus keep the handicap. Oh. The other two would just be the singles.
Okay.
Because we already have a handicap.
Okay.
And I know we forgot about it, but that was one thing they were going to ask you.
I will touch base with him. I'll call him this week and see what he wants, and I'll have him out there. I know that's not till July, but I will get him up the place.
And before you mulch them trees, unless you're just going to get some on your pickup, Lake Erie Tree Service is where I'm going to get it for the
township. I noticed they had a bunch of it out there.
It's cheaper, and let him know it's for the township. Get it cheaper.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And you can get colored, natural, whatever.
Whatever they put on those, that's what I'm doing. Thanks. Okay.
All right. Go eat.
Thanks, guys.
Have fun.
Thank you.
All right. Zoning report, Linda.
I apologize for being late. How was the chat meet? Not family members. All right. I have my, who's there? Oh, one, two. But I have the update. I don't know. So So
I don't feel
realistically, the Excel sheet is just the violations that are new for the month I added.
So is this a complete listing of everything that's out there?
For 19.
For 19, okay.
And I left 18 on the bottom. I sometimes move 18 up. And a lot of those were graphs that we haven't addressed yet.
Okay. So the fact that there's nothing on the 19 prior to February 28th, does that mean that there weren't any in January and early February? Okay. All right. Yeah. Just confirming things.
Just ongoing from 18.
Right. Okay.
We have one permit for a accessory building on Cedar Point. Gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he tore the barns down, and he's putting an accessory building in their place. The land bank transfer for the burned out property is finally complete, so I'll take care of that and try to get the quick claim.
Oh.
Which one, on Corduroy?
The one that burned.
On Corduroy?
Yeah.
Okay, Al.
Okay. No, the one that your neighbor is going to take over. We allowed him to clean it up.
Oh, okay.
So,
how's that working with the self cleanup?
Looks really good. He only had a little pile left.
Okay.
Violations that I wrote, I sent my buddy Mr. McMaster one again. Tolls down at the curve, Lakemore. There was some blight. Chickens on Rachel. And on Van Dyke, some blight with boats, truck box, a sail in the tree. But that was Weiland's, who it's Weiland Auction Service. They
was that Chris Weiland? Was that who that was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, it does look bad. I do need to clean it up. And there's boats on a vacant lot on Northway. Mark and I toured the two court cases that were in their six-month schedule for letting them go, and the Schliff property on East was not compliant.
Correct.
It looked pretty bad again. And Maluski, he's been doing a very nice job. He's still organizing some things, but it looks looks 75% better.
He's really worked hard. He was very gracious when we visited, and he actually was very appreciative. He says, you know, I'm actually really glad that you encouraged me to do this because it looks so much better, and I feel really good about it. So
good.
Wonderful to hear such positive feedback.
Yeah.
Not getting yelled at.
Yeah.
So I did contact the prosecutor to reactivate the Swift property. The county has went to, beginning March 18th, they've went to all electronic plan review and submittals. I would assume if somebody doesn't have the technology that they can still walk
would help them through that, hopefully.
But it is nicer because they can submit it electronic. They don't have to keep running out there all the time. So I haven't heard much on it yet. They go to a public hearing this morning about large lot development. What they passed was they're not going to split lots until they have a site plan and use and purpose for the lot. So, like if a farmer wanted to take their 40 acres and make eight 5-acre lots out of that, they can't do that. They would have to have 5 homeowners that already want to purchase the property and have plans of what they want to do first. What they were finding is, and it's more the other side of town, but people would split the lots off, and then they would find that they couldn't build on the lot. Or they would split the lots and then do a different purpose for it. So they want to try to control it a little bit more, so they want the development addressed first before it will split it. So that's essentially what that was. And that's all I have.
Do you believe that it has any implications for us?
No. I would say if, you know, it's been a long time since somebody bought it off the farm. I don't know, Cliff Beery is trying to, he did buy a farm and he split it, but now he's now he is getting into the issue of they're telling him he can't build on it. So it happened before. Hmm. I mean, it happened in the last 2 months.
So even if, like, you wanted, like, at your house, say you wanted to sell a 5-acre lot, right, just one piece off for to build a house, you'd have to go get that approved prior to selling it to Dick to build a new house.
Before they'll allow the split to happen.
So you'd have to have the interested party saying, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And then what if you, say you had 5 lots, just, I'm picking brains here. So they say you have 5 lots you're going to sell, and you only can sell 2 of the 5. And it could be years before somebody else wants to come in and buy them other 3 lots.
They won't split the 3. It'll stay part of the farm.
Okay, but they would split them 2 off then. Okay.
Yeah, they split the 2 that were.
All right, that makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else for Linda?
I got one question. You and both big. I know the court date is coming going for the Bohan property. 50 to 60 boats still there. How did she get past the date?
I have to ask that question to the prosecutor. Because they didn't get it.
That case was never continued or decided upon? There was a definitive date, the 18th of
February. It wasn't a definitive date. That was the date I kind of had plugged in as what the prosecutor said. So that's been working in my mind. I have to go back.
I mean, so somehow or another, this rolls on year after year. And excuse my language, and I'll tell you right away it is. That shithole has existed forever up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, didn't you?
And according to me reading the docket per the judge, there was a date set, and that's long gone by.
Wasn't the just so I can refresh my memory on this, the lighthouse is taking the boats. I think that was.
But not till July when the lighthouse festival is.
Okay.
Let Sandy Benn store them boats.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that
Benn
was.
Wanted, I don't know if you ever dealt with Sandy Benn wants in on this.
Right, and I talked to her.
Yeah.
So.
And she promised they'd be gone.
No.
No.
No, she.
This is just an extension of BS.
They were.
This stuff will be there and has been there for.
Oh, I thought they said after the Lighthouse Festival, if they didn't auction them, they would. She promised they'd be gone. Yeah. You said that in a meeting.
The ones that were being donated to the Lighthouse Festival, she will make sure they're gone. There are still more boats on that lot than what Sandy Benn is going to take.
Yeah. Oh, 30 okay. To 40, maybe, or 50.
I thought she was taking them all.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
No. So I do have to address that with the prosecutor.
With the prosecutor.
Yeah. So I know.
I mean, it's just. And I appreciate. Yes, I appreciate all you've done to this point.
But we got to finish it.
The place is still a dump.
Yeah. I agree. Thank you.
And I appreciate what you've done, but it just seems as though they fling their nose in the light of the authority. You know, according to the docket that I read on the computer, that was the final date.
And that was the recommended process by the prosecutor to take. So.
All right. Maintenance department.
We've had the big packages for a while now. I've got 3 of them that have been taken out for the tar and chip program. I had one taken out from Erie Paving out of Sandusky. Had the Bergman Company out of Genoa, and had Uniline out of Oak Harbor that have taken bid packages. I have not received any back yet, but. They all got the deadline date. Hopefully, they all return. Had a couple calls on them, but people were just too far away for the amount of mileage we had, so they were not willing to bid on them. I did call a few other companies that were somewhat local but smaller, and never heard back from any of them. So, but as of now, there's 3 out for the opening for Monday at 9 a.m.
Good. So.
We've been pumping back into wildlife now for about 2 weeks. Did have a bearing failure on it last week. Pulled it out, brought it back, fixed it, and it was put back in the next day. And the fire chief left already, but he did help Eric rehook the hose up. I left town on Friday afternoon, so they hooked it back up. It's running fine. We're starting to make some progress, as long as we don't get a 2 or 3 inch rain sometime soon. It's starting to pull it down. The water's looking a lot better on Cedar Point. It is still high, but not high enough that we gotta worry about anybody flooding. If we get a couple inch rain, we should be okay. I don't know if I reported the last meeting, but the big truck is back. You guys should have paid the bill already, signed a check for it. That's good. Cemetery, since the last meeting, I've sold 2 graves, had 3 funerals. We did complete the cemetery clean off. That's done, other than we're going to go back through it. There's still some old flowers that we left that we'll need to clean off yet, but other than that, it's pretty much done. Me and Mark are still working on the cemetery, on the new expansion part of it. excuse me. Talked to All-Star last week. They were supposed to email me some information before today on the unlimited pickup, but tonight we need to pick a couple different weeks on when we'd like to try it, see if it fits into their schedule. She did not send me the dates nor their flyer that she was putting together. They had not picked a date yet either.
She posted it today.
What did she?
I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you, she posted it.
Because I never got the. I just checked before we
came here and got. Unless I was dreaming today, but I
talked to her today, Kevin, and well, she called me back last night late, about 5 o'clock, and I told her that the dates we kind of wanted, the first or the second week of June, and I had it on the agenda, but
right,
I don't see it here.
Yeah, it's on there. I thought I put it on there, didn't I?
No.
Okay,
but
as long as she's contacted you guys, because she was gonna email me.
Yeah,
she was gonna email
the same stuff to me too, but she didn't have it all done quite, and we were gonna look it over tonight if we could confirm the date at least to the 13th or the 14th.
That's what she posted on Talk of Jerusalem Township. Bulky item pickup is June 13th and 14th, depending on your current pickup day.
But
flyers and details and rules will be sent out next week.
So she was going to send that to us, and as soon as she does, we ought to look at it and confirm that that's what we want to go out to. So,
well, what I talked to her about is by them doing that on the regular garbage day, what she's going to do is go back two prior pickups to that with the tonnage that they took out on those two other pickups, and average that. If it's a lot different, average it out, then that'll be deducted from our unlimited pickup. Anything over that amount will be billed extra for.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That way we can still have it on two days. It's on regular garbage day. They can pick up Reno on Thursday. Then Friday they can get the outline. And if they don't get all of Reno done on Thursday, the outline's a little lighter, so they can go back in and finish it up on Friday. That should make it easier, but I told her we also discussed about putting out that everything has to be bagged or canned. It can't be just thrown in a pile of loose garbage. And they really want something like that, which will make it easier for their drivers to just grab bags and throw them. So, and I don't think that's unreasonable to ask. She wasn't real big either way on having them wrap mattresses and furniture. We had a long talk on it. I think by the time we got done, she decided maybe to do that. But with the bed bugs the way they are, there is no way that I'd have my guys out picking that stuff up. You don't know. It could be a really nice looking house, and
oh, yeah,
you go home with bed bugs. So I don't know if she included that, but that's completely up to them. But, so, oh, whatever she emails you or whatever, as long as you guys are happy with it. So.
I'll make sure everybody gets it as soon as I get it, too.
Yeah, because when I talked to her on Friday afternoon, she was going to try to get it to me before meeting tonight, so...
Yeah, she was really busy. She said Monday they got slammed, and so she must not have had time today either to get anything out. But I just wanted to make sure we had a date so we could get that on there, because yeah. Everybody's been bugging me, too.
And yeah.
So at least we have a date, but...
Well, now we can get that on the website and change it from June 7th.
Yep. Yeah, and she's got it. She put it out there for everybody to see, so it's going to happen that weekend, I think, no matter what, so... So do we have to approve anything tonight then, Dave, you saying, or?
No, why don't we wait till we get that paperwork and then see if we can approve that. You know, how she wants it picked up, you know, no cardboard boxes, all sacked up and everything.
Okay.
And it just makes sense. They've been really good to us, so let's try and work together.
Sure. They have been. They've been awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Kevin, that's not it, is it?
That's it, unless you guys got something.
Well, it ain't 7:30, but pretty close. Okay.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Cemetery report.
As Kevin indicated, planning is underway for the cemetery expansion. So we're really it's a matter of trying to determine exactly what our needs are, so we can have a scope of work.
That's
to
right.
Provide and you're, to support kids. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're having the county come out and survey that, you said, Kevin?
It's been surveyed. It's had a topo map made. They plotted it, but no pins have been put in. It's waiting, basically, for us to move dirt, contact them, and schedule when they can come out. And they'll work with us, and we'll mark all the corners on the sections, which we, at the most, have into it. Unless we have them do a little more like me and Mark was talking today, maybe $3,000 more, and we would have everything we need from the county.
That would be a bargain.
Where yeah. From Pogemeyer's was extremely higher, and even the guy from
probably
Pogemeyer, 20,000. After we'd already done it, suggested maybe we had to check with the county, and working with them is a lot cheaper, but they're... My request is, once we get the dirt moved and we're getting ready to put drainage in, their surveyors come out, work with me, and we're going to set pins to mark the front and the back of every drainage row. And we got, that way we know when whoever does the drainage in it, they got to be dead on with those pins, because we're only looking at 2.5 to 3 feet to deal with. That way it doesn't drift into a grave and we dig it up in years to come. They'll pin all that for us. Then once we get grass planted, they'll come back out. Then we'll plot all the sections out and pin everything. We got to supply the pins. And the last time I priced them, you're looking about $3,000 for the pins. And they're just big round pins. It's got a number and a letter on them. And then there'll be a blank one on the opposite corner. That way you got the corners, two of the corners marked. A lot of cemeteries will actually mark off four corners. For us to start out in it, two would be more than sufficient.
So we have to figure out, to get the scope of work, we got to get back with the county.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they're going to tell us how much dirt they think we need to bring up or
right.
Not bring up. If they think we can, if they think there's enough there to take that hill off and fill it in, then we can do that. But if they say we don't think there's enough there to get the grade you want.
Yeah, to see if they'll give us a cut and fill for that on what they're estimating.
Okay.
Which wouldn't take that as 100% for everything else I've done with the county in whole.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a plus or a minus, but it'll get us close enough to give a rough scope of work. But with Phillips is at Oak Harbor when me and Joey had talked to him. And I showed Mark today what we talked about. When you go down our far west driveway, at the very back of it, it drops off towards the ditch, which I still think is a real good idea. If we push the pond, they bring the new piece of property in that back. They'll fill it all in,
and they bring it to the existing grade of the original cemetery. Everything will be set at that grade, which won't make it too high for the neighbor's property, but then everything will be at the same grade with a slight slope from Brown Road back to the pond. It's never going to be noticeable. You're looking at a couple tenths over that distance, so you're never going to know the difference. They could tell you it's in there and it could be perfectly flat unless you wanted to shoot it. But that's what we need to put together on exactly what we want. Then we can go to Gravel and Phillips's and whoever else wants to look at it and have one scope of work so everybody knows what we want. Because what me and David found out is we went to one company and got one idea, but another company had another idea.
Yep.
So now let's just put our idea and let them come to us. That way we get one price and it's apples to apples. So
that's
what me and Mark's working on. He's going to make some phone calls so I don't have to. And we'll most probably sit down with the engineer's office, hopefully within a month or so, and figure it out.
Sounds good.
When we're on that topic, I thought about after me and Mark was together today, could the township go and possibly, if we wanted to do everything this year, could we go out and actually get a loan? We know what our estimated income is supposed to be on that, give or take 10%, and do it on a 5-year, just like the levy is, and we pay it off in yearly installments or however you wanted to do it. Then we could proceed with work. We don't have to wait for that money to come in and build up. We could actually get something started. I don't know how we go about that on a current piece of property, other than the township take the responsibility of it.
But yeah, I think I need to get with Joel and look at current year appropriations, and then you know, the look at feasibility of borrowing, and you know, if we don't start it this year, borrowing so that we can begin it the following year. So yeah, that'll need to be part of our.
Almost be too late already to get started this year by the time you get everything figured out.
Right. Yeah, because it'll be a little while to get through all this. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, if we have everything though, and there's a contractor out there hungry, or doing a lot of work, you may get a real good deal, whether it's this year or next year.
Right.
But if we can get the scope of work, then are we looking for cost estimates then to put it out? We're not looking to really bid it or give a job. We're just looking to see what the price is going to be. Because I've done this before where we said we were going to do something. I put it out there. I talked to all these people. Then we decide, no, we're not going to do it. Yeah. I hate for a contractor going through the work.
It's just the way life is, though.
Plans and whatever.
Well, if we're scratching the pond, we might be able to do something this year. I mean, there's a possibility. You know, if you're talking,
but we might need soil from the pond.
Right, but that's what we got to figure out is if we're talking about scratching the pond was the big cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we thought at the time we were going to need the dirt, and now there's a little bit of maybe we don't need as much as we thought.
Yeah.
So maybe if we scratched a $36,000 pond, well, it was 36 with the tile and grading it all out. You know, you might be able to save 15, 20 grand. You know, I don't know. So.
But it's just something to think about, because I don't want to call several contractors. Then we say we don't want to do it. Then next year we go out to do it and they say, I'm not going through that again.
Right.
Okay. So just when we decide to go do that, that we're ready to do it. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. I'm sure you could get a couple of contractors, Phillips and Grottle, be more than happy to come out and just, this is what we think it is, you know.
If we get a cut and fill from the county on what they're estimating is, that's the worst part of it. That lets us know, yes, we have to dig a pond, or no, we don't.
Right.
So.
Right.
Okay. You do.
All right. Trustees reports. So, Mark, you covered the cemetery pretty much on that.
Right. Correct.
Hall rentals. We had one hall rental. And then, Dave, did you have anything on roads?
Yeah, just coming up. Okay. All here.
All right.
Old business, so repairs to the halls. You had on there, we had to sign the...
It's up in the box there. I got to bring it, and all three of us have to sign it.
Okay, so we just got to sign that before we leave tonight?
Yeah, I've got to sign it before we leave.
Van Dyke and Marius with Burkhart?
Yeah, I called him up, and he finally called a couple of days after the last meeting and said he had some machinery breakdowns, and he unexpected, and so he should be here within a week or so, I'd say.
Okay. That's the fountain in Marius.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it changes from Van Dyke to the fountain. So.
Okay. The road transfer agreement, anything on the county with that?
Yeah, he said it's all done. He says we don't need to sign anything. He called me up about 4 o'clock today. So we talked about some other stuff too, but... He told me he was going to send the agreement for our cat too. So
we we'll have to review it to make sure that it probably addresses all the roads. Okay.
Yeah, we still have to do that. Yeah.
On the Arquette deal, are they going to take any responsibility, or are they just plowing
it? They're plowing it, and they're going to cut the grass.
At that rate, let's just keep it. There's really no reason. They aren't going to maintain the guardrail. Out of the way, but if it's still our responsibility, if you're driving down a road plowing snow and you know you don't have to replace that mailbox, you don't care how fast you're going. Not that they care anyhow, but I would rather, it's just me, it's you guys make the decision, but I would rather just keep it.
I don't know if they're going to do it, though. They're going to do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, whatever. We could try it.
I was thinking, let's try it a year and see. I mean, here's the thing. The county's plowing the road, so they're going to call and they're going to go. They should fix that mailbox. I mean, if they're plowing it.
They were still plowing like Main Street and some of their other roads.
Mm-hmm.
And there was calls in that there were signs down. They were calling me from the garage to put the signs up. They have no responsibility for anything. Effective January 1st.
I don't know. I think we should still let them plow it for a year.
Yeah,
Let's see what happens this winter coming up, Kevin. I mean, if it's going to save us fuel, time, money, I agree with you, but at the same point, let's just let them plow it and see how it goes. Okay, MAR agreement. That would be you.
So the draft that went around, I've got a couple of suggestions. Very minor, but basically the MAR agreement is just a reassurance that we would provide with our signatures to Mike Marr and Jessica Marr that we'll provide them with a 10-foot area off the western lot line. It's going to be reserved for tree and natural fencing, and that we're going to fill the east first, and we'll delay filling the west until much later. So that, and I believe, Kevin, based upon your discussions with them, that's really what they're asking for.
That's what they're looking for. So is something that in the future, when none of us are here, something weird happens.
Right.
They got a piece of paper to bring back and say, hey, this was my agreement. You know, just for somebody, because here we'll pass a resolution today. 6 years from now, nobody has a clue we did it.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
This
right.
gives them a little bit mm-hmm. of footing. Not that they own anything. It's just to be a good neighbor, this is what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, right.
And so, when we can no longer meet those stipulations, we will be bearing over towards that line.
Right.
So,
but that'll be out in the future. Yeah. They don't have to worry about it in the next few years. Yeah. No. So my question is, okay, so we put this together, take it out, review it with them. If they say, oh, yeah, that looks good, then we can just get everybody's signatures and execute.
Well,
it's really an agreement memo to the file so that they have a copy and we have copies on file. And at some point in the future, our future trustees can refer to this and say, oh, okay, I see what was agreed to, or they can come forward and say, wait a minute, you know, we've got this.
We should probably have a spot on there to have that notarized and have Joel have it notarized too. That way everybody's got a notarized copy and we're good.
And what I talked to them about and they were willing to do is either we set up a special meeting or a regular meeting. Maybe we start a half hour early to meet with them.
Okay, all right.
If we get it out of the way, everybody signs it, Joel will notarize them for us. Everybody walks away with what they wanted. We're done with it.
Okay. So. Yeah, well, I say we get that moving.
Okay, very good. I will, who has it on their computer?
Linda does.
Okay, all right, I'll get with Linda. Okay, for the file. Excellent.
Put it on that?
That's it.
Okay. ODOT crossover, Steve, I haven't heard back from him. Have you heard over down or out too?
No.
Okay. They were waiting for the water to go down, so a lot of water issues on here. Seaman and teach out, David, was that the gate that you wanted on there?
I guess it's fixed. I talked to him about it too. He says they got it fixed best they can. And I'm just going to watch it, and I'm still going to complain and try and get something else put in there if I can, but who knows.
Okay. Motor vehicle tax, that one's been on here a little bit. That's that plate. Is that the plate tax?
Yeah.
$5.
$5. They talked about that today in the commissioner's meeting, and Panuski said that small townships, we would probably get $15,000 to $20,000.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, we got it in our notes here, yeah.
You know, just to put a little information, I'm not going to turn down any money into my budget, but looking at what the governor's doing right now with the fuel, it's up to you guys, but it just seems like
people might be ouchy.
Every time you turn around, there's a little chunk here, a little chunk here, it's getting put on them. And if you go back to our census, we're about 89% poverty in this area. It's, you know, if we could knock that back a little more, I don't know if it'd make a difference to them or not. $15,000 to me, yeah, that's a decent sized project we could do. But it just seems like we're asking a lot if we do that with the county already throwing theirs on, why we didn't get a share of that after they're pawning more roads off on us.
Mm-hmm.
It just, to me, doesn't make good sense to me.
I can see it both ways, but, you know, we got so many levies coming on, maybe it would be better to wait another year, or wait a year.
Yeah, because they're in a time limit on this. We could do this anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my theory on it, is we hit them with a cemetery levy, squeaked that one by. We got two levies coming up this year.
And two next year.
Two next year, and I agree with Kevin, you know, the governor throws in his
10 cent gallon tax.
Yeah, you know, it might be. It might be cool.
It wouldn't been too bad, but for that, no, it's.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Lucas County EMA, I left that on there because we got meetings coming up on that. The Davis Bessie training stuff.
Right.
The Jerusalem Elementary Path, Mike covered that for us, where they're working on with that. I'm thinking these are probably still the same, Rachel and East, Dave.
I did talk to him about that today too. I talked to him for quite a while today.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that Kevin, like you know, that goes through the tile through that other farm. So I says let's try and work on that and try and take that north. I don't know if it can be done or not, but let's anything we can do. But he doesn't want to put a tile through there either, through that farm either, and I don't either. So we're going to try and work. I got him. I pushed him to take it north.
Well, they got it scheduled to dig from east to Rialto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a guy working with Brian Miller now.
That younger fellow, yeah.
The guy that was in the meeting with us. Anyhow, he called me a few weeks after we were all at the meeting. And he was down there looking at it. He's seen that there was a couple driveway tile that may be out of adjustment, too. They have not touched that road to dig yet. It's all looped out, so they're still going to dig it. Then if we want to divert some around the corner, but my feeling is if we got a good tile still running out in that field, let's find out where it's broke and at least fix it. It's theirs, technically, that they should have fixed before. This complaint's been going on for 5 years.
Oh, I had a complaint call about, you know, that, and she called the engineer, and the engineer said, well, it's ours now. Well, I goes, it isn't quite ours yet, I said right at that time, but I guess it is now. But I says, it will be fixed this summer somehow. Yeah. We're gonna try and do something. The trouble is, Kevin, it's probably clay or concrete, and you can fix one about every month probably out there in that field, more than likely. Yeah. That's whole trouble with it.
But I would, if they're going to honor what they said of updating and repairing, I would make them fix them.
Well, I'm going to make them do something there. Yeah, yeah. So I'm working on trying to get something done there. And I guess they burned everything on the other side of the county last year. Well, I said we want these roads burned too. So he says those will be burned because they're going to be burning on this side, I guess, this year. So I guess that's it for that. And the next one's that Brown Road one. I talked to Steve Turnow, and we talked about that ditch that goes straight out from Turnow. And he was going to get back with me a little bit, but we both had the same thing that, you know, you could put a dike up there and put a tile out there at the creek, and the water's still going to come over, you know. So he said the main thing is if we could get it cleaned, he thought. Panuski agreed to clean it. And I said, I don't want your guys out there because you guys make a mess in that area there. So he said that we could probably hire somebody and they would pay for it. He told me that out flat. So
you're saying at the end of Turnow where it goes down?
In that ditch. It goes straight to the creek.
To that bridge or that house where that bridge is?
Well, it goes straight to the creek.
Yeah, okay.
And that needs cleaning.
We might be able to. And I know Steve had cut down quite a few of those trees along there. If there was enough room, those people that live beyond that bridge,
yeah,
they're pretty decent people. I talked to them during the flood.
I talked to them,
yeah. They'd be able to get permission to put a piece of equipment on the driveway and dig from the driveway. Yeah. Then it doesn't matter when we dig it. Yeah. Otherwise, we've got to wait till August when it's rock hard to drive across Steve's yard.
Well, he says he wants it done, so he doesn't really care too much. He just wants it done.
We just don't want to make that too deep and make the water run back.
Yeah. Well, they talked about putting the trap at the catch basin farther down. Well, I says, well, why don't we put a trap too at the one right there at Turnow Road? So he said he agreed to that too. So I don't know if you'd think it would push in that one. I don't know.
Well, I'm thinking if we dig that ditch very deep, that water's going to flow back a lot quicker.
Okay, well, he said he put a trap there, too, so I guess we'll have him put one there then.
Yeah, well, if he puts a pipe through the ditch bank and covers it back up and rocks it, yeah, you could leave the rust-open ditch for future to pipe it if you wanted to, or pipe it all now and be done with.
Well, that won't get done, but Steve said the tile is half full, you know. The ditch needs cleaning out there, so... Because even if we diked it high enough, you know, those guys would have to put their dikes, 4 foot higher to stop the water. And then it's just going to come from Nissen Road and come around the back and get them anyhow. So they're in a bad situation there. So that's where we are with Brown Road.
All right. Fire department procedures. We did the one for the chief there earlier. New business, cloud backup. I left that on there because I didn't know where.
So the cloud backup, there's a number of alternatives out there. I guess the one that that I would recommend would be Dropbox Business. We'd set up a single account for Jerusalem Township, and then there would be separate users, and we could partition that off. If we set it up, say, for 6 users, so that there would be a zoning user, a fiscal officer user, a cemetery user, Kevin, and then each of the 3 trustees having access as well, that would be 6 users. That'd be about $1,000 a year for that service. It's like 3 terabytes of space. The thing is, we could. Back up all of the audio recordings, all of our documents could all be backed up there, and you wouldn't have to worry about keeping. I'm a little worried because certain documents are files are backed up to an external drive. That external drive is stored here. If something happened and the building was damaged or destroyed. And those electronic files are compromised, there is no backup anywhere else. So the idea would be to put that out in the cloud so that if something happened to the primary, you know, it automatically backs up. It's about $1,000 a year, but that would make sure that all of the files were available.
So what about if you went down users?
If you dropped it has a minimum user number and I'm recommending the lowest level, which is the standard, mm-hmm. and that's got a minimum users of 3. So with 3 users, we'd be at about $500 a year. Then we could always get started at that level and add additional users later if we felt it necessary.
Yeah. Well, that'd be worth $500.
Hey? Yeah, I think it'd be worth $500
to do that. I think so too.
I mean, I think Joel would use it a lot, and I think Linda would use it a lot for documents. I mean, I don't know, Kevin, you don't mess around with the computer that much.
Well, we got the opportunity to mirror that cemetery computer and back that up as well.
Yeah,
there's a lot of information on there anymore.
Yeah, I think I think that's absolutely the 3 users, the minimum we need.
Yeah.
Because you lose your cemetery files. He's putting it on the external hard drive, but...
The only backup that we would have presently is if tonight this place burns down the whole building, I have a hard copy at home, but now you got somebody that's going to sit in front of a computer... Yeah. To enter all that hard data back into the computer.
Right.
But we do have a paper copy offsite.
Mm-hmm. Because we could technically, you could almost set up a, if you're, I mean, you break it, and I'm not, I mean, I know I'm familiar with cloud, but Kevin could have, say you, Rosenbridges is your user. Okay. Right. Say he's one of your users.
Right.
But he can have so many subcategories in there.
Correct.
So we could, I mean, if there's something that the trustees needed, we could have him under his account.
Sure, go in. Yeah.
Go in and create a subfile for just the trustees in there. We'd have to go through your account, but it'd be a trustee file or Linda's account to the trustee file. Okay. That way we could
the
save.
The easier ones would be Joel because his UAN program backs up in Columbus, so he really doesn't have to put his financials onto that.
No, just the recordings too, you know. So yeah, that there you go. That would, I guess, that would fall under us, wouldn't it, Joel? Technically, because you're gonna be basically backing up recordings and resolutions. And
well, I think you want to keep cemetery. Well, I'm not picking on zoning, but cemetery and finance separate.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on the regular account. Right. 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 3.
And
yeah,
we can start with 3. And
I'd say start with 3.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The cemetery program, before, but after playing the catch-up that we had before, was very difficult trying to retrieve all the records.
Yep. Yeah.
And right now, I'll still say we're most probably only 90% or 98% accurate. Hope we'll figure that out as we go. It's not like we're double selling graves or anything. But we're going to run into a hiccup before it's over with of some hard data that we never found, that was never given to us to put into the computer. So, and with now the creation of a new cemetery, it's not that big of a deal now. When that hiccup happens, those people will probably be giving something else to replace it if that would happen. But that system, you got to build that whole cemetery and everything, which it's going to take some time to build the new cemetery into it. So it's something we don't want to lose.
Yeah, right.
We're right back to where we were 15 years ago with books.
Right. Okay.
I say we go with the 3.
Okay. All right. We will we'll get started with the Dropbox Business Standard, which begins with 3 users, and we'll... It's a 30-day trial, it'll take a little while to get it all set up. Okay, good. We'll move forward to that.
Okay, cemetery developments. We've talked about that. Did you guys have any other new business right now?
I do not.
None? Okay.
No, that's everything I have.
At this time, I would like to call for an executive session to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. I moved to go to executive session.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Hey, Jim.
Yep. Put your phone number down here. I had that paper last week.
All right.
I'll call you.
Like to reopen the regular scheduled meeting. Come out of executive session. No decisions were made.
Do we need a vote to re-enter to come out of executive session?
Thank you.
Yes.
Do we? Oh, okay. I move to come out of executive session. No decisions were made.
I'll second it.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carried.
Public participation. Any? None?
We were talking about you guys. While you were
okay. There. Seeing none?
Yeah, looking for against them.
Well, at least you're smiling.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
No, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. I'm meaning it. I'm going to sign my check.